Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are headed into the last week of October and the beginning of November, which means we have a few important dates coming up here on our Extension calendar. First of all, November 1st, this Thursday at 4:30 p.m. is the last day for returning or new enrolling 4-Hers to sign up for 4-H for this year in order to be eligible for some of the fun incentives that we have going on. Of course, you can enroll in 4-H at any point in time during the year, but having members enrolled by November 1st helps club leaders and our staff have current contact, medical, and project information so we can better serve our 4-H members and leaders throughout the 4-H year. If you are involved in 4-H and have not yet re-enrolled for the year, you can go to iowa.4honline.com and log in with your family email and password. If you can't find that site or can't remember your email or password, give us a call at the office. We'd be more than happy to help you get logged in and enrolled or re-enrolled. If you're interested in joining 4-H, we'd love to hear from you as well. You can find information on a variety of 4-H clubs here in Cass County on the Cass County Extension website, or again, give our office a call, 712-243-1132, and we would be happy to help you find a club in Cass County that is right for you, whether it's a Clover Kids group for children in kindergarten through third grade, or a 4-H club for youth in fourth through 12th grade. There's something for everyone in 4-H. Again, if you plan to enroll for the year, make sure you do it by November 1st at 4:30 p.m. to be eligible for some of our fun incentives. We'll be drawing for several prizes for newly enrolled 4-Hers at our county convention on November 11th. And if we get over 300 4-Hers and club leaders re-enrolled by that November 1st deadline, we will also be serving ice cream sundaes for everyone at county convention on November 11th. Also coming up in the Extension world, you may be aware that elections are coming up. Next Tuesday, November 6th, is Election Day. And while we hope you get out and vote for all of the candidates on the ballot for any of the positions that are up for election this year, we want to make sure that you do turn over the ballot and vote on the back for your County Extension Council members. A reminder that Iowa voters in every county, including Cass, have the opportunity to elect 5 members to their County Extension Council in the November 6th general election. Extension Council members elected in this year's election will be involved in bringing ISU Extension educational opportunities to their counties for the next 4 years. So take some time and turn over that ballot and vote for the 5 folks you think would do a good job of serving on our Extension Council. As a reminder, every county in Iowa has a 9-member Extension Council of volunteers who are elected by county residents. Extension Council members are elected at large across the county, and all voters in a county are eligible to vote for 5 candidates this year. Candidates on this year's ballot in Cass County include residents who are running for the first time, as well as incumbents seeking another term. There are 6 candidates on the ballot in Cass County this year for Extension Council, including Chad Becker, David York, Christy Plagman, Todd Wepler, Bradley Pellett, and Jeb Peck. Again, those folks are running to serve a 4-year term on the Cass County Extension Council. Folks elected in the November election will take office in January 2019 and spend the next 4 years making policy, program, and budget decisions for ISU Extension and Outreach in Cass County. So be sure and get out and vote for those folks next Tuesday, November 6th. And finally, as we head into fall and almost winter, if you've gotten many of your yard and garden chores done this fall, it may be time to think about properly storing your tools and supplies for the winter. Our ISU Extension horticulturalists offer a few late fall storage tips. First of all, before storing your tools for the fall, you want to remove caked on soil from shovels, spades, rakes, and more. Wash with a strong stream of water, then dry. Sharpen the blades if needed, and wipe down any metal surfaces with an oily rag or spray with WD-40. You may also want to sand any rough wooden handles, then wipe with a linseed oil to prevent drying and cracking. Hang or store the tools in a dry location. to keep them protected over the winter. You may also want to drain water from your garden hoses and store them on reels or coils to prevent kinking and breaking in the cool winter temperatures. Similarly, if you have leftover garden pesticides or fertilizers, be sure when you're storing them, you keep them in their original containers with labels attached and store them in a dry, secure location, such as a locked cabinet. Most should be stored between 40 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. You want to make sure that you do not allow granular materials to get wet or liquid products to freeze or leak out. Keep in mind that excess moisture in the air may cause granular products to cake, and freezing of liquid pesticides may reduce their effectiveness or cause some containers to break. When storing, keep pesticides and herbicides, fertilizers, and more away from any food sources, animal feeds, flammable materials, or other potential contamination sites. An excellent way to store open bags of lawn and garden fertilizers or granular pesticides is to place them in a large container, such as a 5-gallon bucket, and cover with a tight sealing lid. In addition, you may want to read the product labels for any specific storage recommendations. For more information on caring for your yard and garden throughout the year, visit our Extension website. Find us online on Facebook. Call 712-243-1132 or stop by the Extension office anytime. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.